Have you heard of Cartoon Cat? It is this unsettling entity which has turned up all across the internet in the last couple years. Visually, it's truly terrifying and is said to be extremely dangerous to anyone who encounters it. It is also able to stretch and grow without limitations and change forms anytime it pleases. It is essentially a cartoon in the real world. A lesser known element of Cartoon Cat's story, though, is that there was actually a Cartoon Cat movie. I know what you're thinking. You've never heard of that, right? Well, most people haven't, and there's a reason for that. It was said to have ran in only one tiny independent theater in New York City, sometime around 1972. And during the screening, something happened to the audience that caused it to never be shown anywhere ever again. The atrocities that took place inside the theater are difficult to speak about even till this day, but I will try and piece together the events leading up to it from what I've gathered. In 1972, a movie called Fritz the Cat was made, a sort of transgressive underground animated film with so much sex in it that it was given the first X rating an animated feature had ever received. However, it also became the most successful independent animated movie of all time. After hearing of its success, an underground producer named Frank Herman decided to jump at the trend. He was kind of a half mafioso, half film producer, and always wore a suit and fedora anywhere he went. He figured he would do a Fritz the Cat type movie, but where Fritz the Cat had exploited the sex angle, he would exploit violence to capture his audience. That was when he found out about the original source material for Cartoon Cat. Cartoon Cat was a cartoon show from the 1930s, which featured a murderous cat randomly slaughtering and mutilating all of his friends. It was probably marketed as a comedy at the time, but even for back then, before there were ratings review boards, the extreme graphic nature of it was still a little much. There was also an infamous character in the show who I have not heard much about anywhere online. A mysterious character referred to as the Shouting Man. He was a tall, slender man with a bowler cap who would just inexplicably pop into scenes from the show and shriek maniacally. The other characters would never engage with him and would pretty much just go about their business. It was probably one of the strangest aspects of the entire show. Anyways, after producing the Cartoon Cat movie, Frank Herman decided to release it at a theater on New York City's 42nd Street, a place notoriously known for their sleazy and violent underground cinema. The Cartoon Cat movie opened to a fairly packed theater full of questionable individuals, many probably wondering why the hell they were there to watch a cartoon. However, Herman was quite the marketer back in the day. What he told potential viewers was that the film was so graphic, it was unlike anything that you had ever seen in live action. He touted that cartoons held a whole new potential avenue for sadism and macabre that just could not be captured in normal live-action film. Almost as soon as the film began, audiences apparently began screaming hysterically, and what exactly happened in the next few minutes is still unknown to anyone who was outside that theater. All we know is that once the auditorium was eventually opened up by theater employees, several of them apparently passed out from the sights they witnessed. Patrons were being murdered and placed up on stage in front of the screen, arranged like demented puppets as part of the show. Others were running around the room with their eyes gouged out, stabbing each other like maniacs. Frank Herman, though, was nowhere in sight. He was apparently sitting in the front row before the film began, but was never seen or heard from again after the first screening. The film was taken into evidence by the police and was apparently destroyed years later. However, recently, there have been reports online of a copy that was made before its release, which was supposed to be screened in another theater that same night. Last week, I was contacted by an unknown sender who had heard I was researching the film. He claimed to have the mysterious print at his personal theater, which he had previously viewed by himself. nothing had happened to him upon watching it, but it was possibly because he had seen it alone. An interesting detail he pointed out to me was that the film featured the infamous shouting man still. He now had a suit on and barred a very similar appearance to Frank Herman, sporting the classic fedora and everything. The sender also told me that ever since he watched it, he's felt like he was being followed. Before he sent me the email, he said that he thought he saw a cartoon cat out on his street staring at him. And after that, he never replied to me again. My fear of this film's existence has been increasing since I last spoke to him. I think that it needs to be destroyed before Cartoon Cat will ever be silenced. So please, if you have any information about the film, let me know in the comments. We need to do something about it before more people go missing. Update. I just heard music coming from downstairs, and it sounded like an old song from Betty Boop or something. If you don't hear anything else from me, somebody take it upon themselves to find that film before it's too late.